never know how deeply our actions affect the lives of others. This hymn by Isaac Watts has certainly touched the hearts of millions through the centuries. After drawing the stark contrasts between the sacrificial death of the mighty Maker and the unworthiness of the sinful creature, he concludes with the consecration, "Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all I can do." A 30-year-old blind woman heard a revival choir sing this simple hymn. Stanza after stanza stirred her heart. But when the choir came to the final line, "Here, Lord, I give myself away," she gave herself away to the Lord as well. That blind woman was Fanny Crosby, who went on to become the greatest writer of gospel songs in the past century. We never know how deeply our lives will touch the lives of others. Isaiah 53:4-6. "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And alas, and did my Savior bleed." Take a moment just to read through a couple of the verses there for you. Probably wasn't always easy for Fanny Crosby to believe that. When she was only 6 weeks old, she lost her sight because of a doctor's error. I have always believed, she said, that the good Lord, in his infinite mercy, by this means consecrated me to the work that I am still permitted to do. And generations of hymn singers have been blessed by Crosby's thoughtful and praise-filled hymn texts. This particular hymn was written on a day when Crosby needed $5 and didn't know where she would get it. She prayed about it, and a few minutes later, a stranger came to her door and handed her that exact amount. She was amazed at the Lord's marvelous answer to her simple prayer. I have no way of accounting for this, she wrote, except to believe that God, in answer to my prayer, put it into the heart of this good man to bring the money. My first thought was, it is so wonderful the way the Lord leads me. Psalm 48. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. All the way my Savior leads me. Excellent was the hot word among teenagers. A really great experience was not just good, it was excellent. Many of us remember when school teachers marked papers with grades of good, very good, and excellent. There was nothing wrong with a good paper, but the excellent one went beyond expectations. It excelled. And this hymn, Fanny Crosby urges us to praise God for his excellent greatness. Consider who or what, besides God, is the greatest thing in your life. your family, your home, your friends, your softball team, your job. These may be good, even very good, but God is greater. He excels above all other aspects of our lives. His greatness exceeds our ability to praise Him. It's hard to find a hymn richer in praise and joy. Jesus is hailed as Rock, Redeemer, Prophet, Priest, and King. But just when we begin to think He's so excellent that He's out of reach, we see Him as a shepherd carrying His little ones in His arms. As John 23 reminds us every day. Revelation 5, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor, glory, and praise." But we also remember that Handel put those words into Messiah, singing those choruses. They'll be with us always. But this hymn, 173, praise Him, praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Apprenticed to a barber at 14 years of age, he spent more time reading and playing with friends than he did cutting hair. Then, still a teen, he went to a George Whitefield meeting, intending to ridicule it, but instead was converted. After his apprenticeship was over, Robinson went into the ministry. He wrote this hymn at the age of 23 as he served at the Calvinistic Methodist Church in Norfolk, England. Late in life, Robinson strayed from his faith. Once, in a stagecoach, he sat by a lady who was reading a hymn book. She showed him, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," saying how wonderful it was. He tried to change the subject, but he couldn't. Finally, he said, "Madam, I am the unhappy man who wrote that hymn many years ago, and I would give 1,000 worlds to enjoy the feelings that I had then." 1 Peter 2:23 and 25. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Horatio Spofford, a 43-year-old Chicago businessman, suffered financial disaster in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. He and his wife were still grieving over the death of their son shortly before the fire, and he realized they needed to get away for a vacation. Knowing that their friend, Dwight L. Moody, was going to be preaching in evangelistic campaigns in England that fall, Spafford decided to take the entire family to England. His wife and 4 daughters went ahead on the SS Ville du Havre, and he planned to follow in a few days. But on the Atlantic Ocean, the ship was struck by an iron sailing vessel and sank within 12 minutes. 226 lives were lost, including the Spaffords' 4 daughters. When the survivors were brought to shore at Cardiff, Wales, Mrs. Spafford cabled her husband, "Saved alone." Spafford booked passage on the next ship. As they were crossing the Atlantic, the captain pointed out the place where he thought the Ville du Havre had gone down. That night, Spafford penned the words, "When sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul." Romans 5, 2 and 4, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope.
Thank you.
insurance agent, Thomas O. Chisholm, certainly had his share of disappointments in life. His health had been fragile, forcing him to resign as a Methodist minister after only 1 year of service. But he enjoyed writing and submitted his poetry to various Christian magazines. Sometimes he got rejection slips, sometimes acceptances, but he seldom received any money. He earned his meager living selling life insurance. When he was 75, he wrote, "My income has not been large at any time due to impaired health in the earlier years, which has followed me on until now. Although I must not fail to record here the unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God, and that he has given me many wonderful displays of his providing care, for which I am filled with astonishing gratefulness." Lamentations 3, 22 and 25. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him."
Thank you.
And the stories have only just begun.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, who are we that you would look upon us and save us, Lord? Provide for us every day of our lives. Forgive all our sins. We've sinned today, Lord. But your, as we sang in that last hymn, your mercies are new every morning. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you've provided, all that you've given your Son, who died, who rose, who gives hope today. We're blessed constantly in your forgiveness, Lord, your mercy, your grace. And for that, Lord, we worship you. You are our hope, Lord. And we thank you for these songs, Lord, that we can sing. We thank you for working in the author's lives so that they would have more meaning for us in the struggles that we go through, Lord. Because everyone in this room is going through something. But Lord, you're worthy of praise, and you're faithful every day. And you give us grace for today and hope for tomorrow. So Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our Lord. You are our beloved Father. We worship you. Lord, we lay down our lives. What we have in this world, it's nothing. It's going to be consumed by fire. We lay down our lives, Lord, that we would be welcomed into your eternal kingdom, Lord, where you reign forever. Bring us there. But as we stand here today, and as we go out from here now, but also as we hope for tomorrow, Lord, let us do something for your sake, because you've done it all already. You've given us all hope. You've done it, Lord, and you reign and rule today. So reign and rule in our hearts. Let us live for you. Be our Lord. Be glorified. You're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Joel, for everything.
Pray for those around the world today.
We can do that. Would you like to pray right now for those around the world? Why don't you lead us?
Well, Father, we allow those words to resonate in our hearts and minds, and we pray for those around the world tonight, who what they're dealing with, Lord, in this moment. May they see your faithfulness some way, somehow, through your people that are there in ways that maybe we don't even see in the moment, but we lift them up to you, Lord, because we know that you see. And we just pray that all of our hearts, Lord, in these times would not take one minute for granted, and that we would lift up those who are suffering around the world. Whatever the nature of that suffering is, we think of the extreme stuff that we see on the news, but we pray for those dealing with issues that we'll never see on the news, but you know. So, Father, may our hearts not forget, and we lift them up to you, Father. Whether we're driving, whether we're sleeping, whether we're worshiping together, may we cease not in praying. Thank you, Father, because great is your faithfulness. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.